And now we turn to our final installment in our series on women and war. To date, more than 80 women have lost their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan. Hundreds have come home with combat injuries. Among them, Army Specialist Sue Downs from Tazewell, Tennessee. Last year, the 27-year-old mother of two was serving with a military police unit in Logar Province, Afghanistan. Here's what she remembers about November 28th. It was a Tuesday. She woke up, got organized, and headed out with her team on a humanitarian mission delivering rice and beans to a remote village.
I actually volunteered to be the gunner for that mission that day. I'm normally a driver. It was a peaceful, nice day. I was just, you know, in my turret, you know, you're up higher. I was just looking at the mountains because Afghanistan has really pretty scenery, you know, in some places. I was just enjoying the scenery, actually, you know, looking around. I remember seeing the snowflakes falling down because it started snowing. My driver was actually putting in gear to get ready to go up the steep mountain. And I remember him shifting into gear, and that's all I remember until I woke up in Landstuhl Hospital in Germany. They said they don't know how I made it. They said I was the sickest patient that had ever came through Afghanistan.
Sue Downs's truck had hit two anti-tank mines. The blast killed the driver and the team leader. Both of them were her close friends. The impact twisted the truck like a washcloth, Downs was later told. She ended up under the turret shield. Because it was snowing heavily, she couldn't be medevaced out of the region, so she was taken by truck to a Greek-run NATO hospital. The doctors performed surgery on her lacerated liver and intestines. They also amputated both of her legs. 5 days later, she was sent back to the U.S., where she faced multiple surgeries and treatment at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. That's where I visited with Sue Downs.
Just stand there, straight up, if you would.
As straight as I can.
Okay. Go ahead and have a seat. I'm going to turn your right foot in just a little bit.
It's weird watching your foot being moved around like that, isn't it?
Today, she's working with prosthetist David Beekler on adjustments to her two prosthetic legs while her husband, Gabe, looks on. The legs are a high-tech combination of metal and plastic, on this day fitted into sleek Nike tennis shoes.
Let's try that.
Downs first got these legs back in March, and she's been doing daily physical therapy. She walks slowly, with a bit of a wobble, but her gait also reveals confidence and pride. Beekler has promised that when her stumps stop shrinking, probably in a few months, she'll be able to get cosmetic prosthetics painted to look like real skin.
I have a question. In November, I'm going to the Veterans Day thing, and they want me to go to a ball, and they want me to dress up, you know, in a gown and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to have those legs by then?
The guys who do the cosmetic work, it usually takes a number of months, but I can have something.
Just something that looks kind of real.
Yeah, I can make something cosmetic for you.
Okay.
Yeah, where we get the shape of your leg and.
Because I want to, you know, wear my gown and I want to be able to wear my heels. You know.
Certainly. Yep.
Sue Downs loves the military, but she still likes to flaunt her femininity. She's tall and striking, with long blonde hair and large blue eyes. And she's easy to spot at Walter Reed, where most of the patients are men.
You don't see many females here at all. There's only three of us here right now. It's funny, because I went to a doctor's appointment a while back, and the way my hips are made are different from a male's, and the doctor was like, explained to me everything, but he's like, you know what, you're a female, so you're different. We can't apply the same techniques to you, so he had to go get somebody else to help him understand how to deal with the female.
So you're actually helping
other females that are hopefully will not come here, but
if they do,
yeah.
Are there certain challenges to going out in the world and sort of moving on that are unique to women because of, and I can hear myself getting into trouble even asking this question, but the way that women sometimes adorn themselves.
They do. Like me, I said I would never wear shorts again just because, you know, the way it looks. But I did. I wore shorts anyway. I'll show my legs off. I don't care anymore. At first, it was hard.
What about family?
I hate the fact that I can't be with my kids all the time. It really hurts because sometimes I feel like I'm not a good parent because I can't be with my kids. But it's hard having them up here and doing my everyday appointments and getting them to school. You know, I can't do it. right now they're more consistent with my mother.
How often are you able to see them?
I see them regularly. I see them like we have 4-day weekends. I go home and I see them. Every holiday I'm there with them. This Halloween I'm going to go trick-or-treating with them because I haven't been with them in 2 years for that.
Being away from your children must be very difficult, but is it also part of your motivation as you
it
go
is.
Through
it's
therapy?
It is. It's my motivation because I want to hurry up and get better to go home and be with them. I'm tired of putting them through this. I want them to have a good, stable environment with their mother, you know. I just want to go home and be a mother, you know.
You know, we, as a nation, spend a lot of time talking about the war, thinking about the war, sometimes debating the war. Do you think the general public has a full understanding of the role that women are playing in this conflict?
I don't think so. I don't think they have a full, you know, understand it. We were out there every day patrolling, doing checkpoints, raiding villages, searching females. That's what I was used for, primarily, searching all the females. And we were out there doing everything. I don't think people understand that, but MPs do play a big role in
military police.
In the military, yeah. You know, we did do some good things over there. We've done a lot of good things in Afghanistan. We opened up the first girls' school in that area, which was great because we got to go in and mingle, you know, with the little girls, and they got to ask us questions. You know, they ask us questions. How does it feel being in the military? You know, how does it feel being a woman in America? And they were just so curious about little bitty things, you know, that they didn't know and that they couldn't do. Sometimes, you know, you would go down and do some security patrols and cars would try to pass you. And seeing that it was female, they thought, oh, you know, whatever, you know, they would try to pass me anyway, but wouldn't allow it. So you had to step it up. You have to step it up over there and show the man that you mean business.
And you had no problem doing that?
Oh, no. I had no problem at all showing any kind of authority. My whole heart was into what I was doing. I love my people. I love my unit. I just love my job, and I'd go back and do it in a heartbeat.
Sue Downs was awarded a Bronze Star, 2 Purple Hearts, the Army Achievement Medal, and the Combat Action Badge for her service. She hopes to move home to Tennessee by spring. There are photos of Sue Downs during a physical therapy session at Walter Reed at our website, npr.org.